would investigate Trump.
And Carol.
I think the most shocking thing, it's hard to put it in one word, but I think the most shocking.
This November, the Alma Mater Society at Queen's University will hold its annual fall referenda for AMS student fee collecting groups on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. The referendum will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible students will receive an email from the AMS at 12:01 a.m. on November 12th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about AMS elections and referenda at myams.org.
This is Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Nintendo, a quick-loading cartridge system with over 60 of the hottest titles ever. Games like Batman, a life-and-death struggle to end the evil Joker's reign of terror and save Gotham City. Games like Super Mario Brothers, a battle to rescue the Mushroom Princess from the evil Koopa Turtles. Go for the joystick for extra control, or go to infrared for remote control. The hottest games are on Nintendo, the world's number one game system.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good day, day, day. What's going on, everybody? My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome back, Simone the Moan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. As I said just now off air, I was preparing for the return of a female on the show.
Yeah, the feminine energy.
Yeah, so yeah. I have bathed for the first time
this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like your beard is combed as well.
Looking very sharp. I got all the mites out of it as far as I know. It's good. Thank you.
Very good.
How have you been? Welcome back.
I've been good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first time you've been back since, beginning of October. So we've got a lot to get caught up on today.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun show. This is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday right here.
On CFRC.
The greatest station of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You got us here until 10 a.m. We've got 2 solid hours of just the best rock, bop, pop, and schlock you could ask for.
Everything that Jeff could find.
We've got some good stuff. I mean, I've got Halloween out of my system.
Yeah, you sure?
No, I'm not. But for now, we're going back to regular music. We're going to prioritize happier music, warmer music.
Yeah, you know the stuff that I like.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've got a lot going on today. Of course, it's the beginning of November. We've got daylight savings that we're contending with. Things are getting a little, you know.
A little chilly out there.
Yeah.
You know, a little crispy, as we like to say here on the show.
Yeah. So we're going to combat that with just good vibes and good times. My bro, we've got...
Did you call me my bro? Okay, bro.
Yeah, bro. See, we're cool. We're cool. Yeah. We've got a ticket giveaway today. There's a comedy show at the Grand Theater tomorrow night that we've got.
Exciting.
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to give away for that. It's called Fat Joke. It looks like it's going to be quite hilarious. So if you want in on that, give us a ring at 533-CFRC and we'll get your name down for a free pair.
Yeah.
Also on the program today, we've got the CFRC funding drive has begun.
Yes.
The 2025 funding drive. Yes. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Lots going on with that. I think you guys are going to be excited.
Very excited.
Yes.
Because, you know, I know it's only November, but the holidays are coming.
Yes.
And so
we got some stuff you can buy.
We got some swag.
Yeah.
We got some sweet swag. We're also going to talk about our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
We've got some deliciousness to discuss.
Yes.
It's very serious.
Some tastiness.
Yep.
To talk about.
Indeed. Yeah. And then nerd stuff after 9. We'll find some events and we'll talk nerd stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about as you clowns.
As you like to.
I love to.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But I think we better get back to the music because our coffees are getting cold out there.
Yeah. We gotta gulp them down.
We must rock out with you, dear listeners on CFRC. We just heard Shannon and the Clams with Bean Fields. The most adorable name ever.
That is cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little beanies.
And we're going to keep the cuteness train chugging along with the Muffs. This one's called Really, Really Happy.
Oh, I like that. I'm really, really happy.
I'm happy you're back, Simone.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is CFRC
101.9.
I'm completely over it. And I- Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
Trevor from the Arrogant Worm, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
My name is Simone the Moan. Darn it! Your name?
I'm Simone the Moan.
You're Simone the Moan.
Yes.
I'm Jeff
All
the Nerd.
All day, every day.
Yeah, and you do it so well, Simone. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So happy to have you back on the show.
Yeah. Did you miss me?
Yeah, of course we did. Grasping at straws. I don't know what's going on. We did have the glorious return of Vinny the Thrill for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure that was great, though.
Shout out to Vinny. We got to play the sports report. He came on to talk about the World Series, which
was... Yeah, big deal.
Big deal, yeah.
Big deal.
That was incredible. Did you watch any of that at all?
I did. I watched the one where it had like 18 innings.
Yeah.
That went to like
3 in the morning.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was just some renovations happening. So I was staying somewhere else, and I had a big, giant TV doll to myself.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
That's living the dream right there.
That was living the dream.
And then so you had two baseball games in one that night.
Yeah, big TV, and so I got to watch it. But I didn't hold on. I wasn't able to hold on to the very end. I started getting tired.
Yeah, I tapped out about 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time, I'm like, mommy can't do it.
Exactly, because at that point, nothing's happening, and you're like, something, you know, it'll be one little thing, and then it'll be over.
And then it'll be done, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess we'll see what happens next season.
I know, but it was something, though.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and I like how I think it brought everyone together. Everyone is... You know,
I think the statistic was that a third of all Canadians were watching the series,
which is nice.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, I think it was wonderful.
That means next year when the Jays are on the series, we need to get some CFRC advertisements on there. I don't know how much money that would be.
I don't know, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Speaking of CFRC advertisements, welcome back to Indie Wake Up. It's November, which means it is the start of the 2025 funding drive.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Very, very exciting.
Because we just got the word from DJ, the big boss, that we got some new merch this year.
Yes, we got some toques, some hats, some hoodies, some
trucker
t-shirts.
Hats. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited. So boogie on over to CFRC.ca. Check out the website. Get your donation in and get your name on some of that swag while supplies last.
Yes.
Because the holidays are coming up.
Yeah. And for that person who has everything...
They don't have this.
They don't have this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things that are going on is, it is November. It's the return of the chillier weather. So, like, speaking of toques, I thought this break, you know, normally we talk about our lives and what's going on, but I can't talk about Halloween anymore. It's over. I'm done with it.
Are you done with it?
Are you sure? No, but for now. But, Simone, what are your, like... staying warm strategies. I noticed that you're still rocking your full-length coat right now.
Yes, I'm wearing my full winter coat right now. Like my full, my main girl.
Yep.
Big pink.
It's nice.
Very, very pink winter coat. This is my strategy. I wear this.
All the time?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. One of my great strategies.
Yep.
Is I have these special socks that are from Runner's Choice, I believe.
Okay,
I got them. And they're specifically for runners. Although I can't run to save my life.
Well, I mean,
they're made for people to wear running shoes in the snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, what are they made out of? Like some sort of?
I'm not sure if there's some kind of
high tech
technology or whatever, AI or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, analog, whatever.
You put the sock on and it never comes off.
Exactly. Like it's supposed to keep my feet super warm, so that's a strategy that I wear.
I do. I'm a thrifty guy, but I don't mind spending a little extra dineros on something that'll keep me comfortable because it's forecasting it's going to be a snowy season this winter.
And we both do the undergarment thing.
Layers.
Yeah.
Layers are key.
We wear layers underneath the jeans.
Of course, I'm doing it now. Yeah. I'm going to be wearing long pants under my jeans.
Long pants
until
long
like
johns.
April. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're here on Queen's University campus, right? House of Learned Doctors, so there's a lot of students, a lot of people coming in from abroad, and I don't know if it's the worst. I don't know if I'm a monster for saying that I enjoy it when some student comes up to me and says, "Is this as cold as it's going to get in Kingston?" And a part of me dies on the inside, but then a part of me is like, ha ha, you wait. You just wait.
Just you wait.
Wait till it gets to negative.
How's that go, Henry Higgins? Just you wait.
Henry Higgins?
Yeah, is it from My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
Just you wait.
That's why I'm so happy you're back. You come in, you remind me of Rex Harrison in the morning. It's fantastic.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
So we've got,
You'll be sorry, and your prayers will be too late.
It's a good musical.
Yeah.
Is that Audrey Hepburn?
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
I think so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing Rex Harrison did besides Dr. Doolittle. Fantastic. Other than that, we've got a lot going on the show today. We do have a ticket giveaway.
We do. That's right. So let's talk about that.
Grand on Stage, the Grand Theater presents Fat Joke, a stand-up storytelling and unapologetic fact-blasting fat phobia in the spotlight. It's comedian Cheyenne Rouleau is coming to town, and it sounds like it's, like a one-woman show, storytelling, stand-up, all about what it's like to be a larger woman in the media, in the sphere, or just in society. And so it sounds kind of funny. Like, it sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So that is tomorrow night at the Grand Theater at 7:30 p.m. And if you want a pair of free tickets to go out and see a show at the Grand, I mean, that alone.
That's nice.
It's pretty nice.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, give us a ring.
All you got to do is call.
Yeah. What's the number there, Simone?
The number is 613-533-CFRC or 613-533-2372.
Yeah, it's the bat line. We need to have like a red phone.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So give us a call and we'll take your email and we'll give you those tickets.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun time.
Easy.
I've seen a couple of like stand-up shows at the Grand and it's great. It's a fun time. You know, it's a gorgeous space.
Yeah, it is.
And you get to schmooze at intermission in the lobby.
That's true.
I like a good schmooze.
I get the Raisinets.
Oh, nice. The Glossettes?
Yeah, that's right. The
classic. Yeah, absolutely.
In intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to just I'll buy a $13 or $14 Heineken, like the bottle, and just sort of walk around. I won't drink most of it. I'll just walk around.
Walk around with it?
Yeah, you know, hey,
and just
schmooze.
Do you wear a turtleneck as well?
Oh, of course. I wear two turtlenecks. So the one when I get too warm, I can take one off and show that I've got another one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a whole image.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
You do that thing where when you're talking
Do you have a cigarette too?
Well, I have the long one, like the Cruella de Vil, but then you can't smoke in the theater.
So
you keep the leftover Popeye candy sticks from Halloween in it.
Right, okay.
You just munch on it.
Right, with the two turtlenecks.
The two turtlenecks
and your
little Heineken that you keep in your fingers. You just sort of dangle it around.
Yeah.
And then when you're looking
and
at
I'm
someone.
I'm just in the background, just like, you know. Cocking my head back with the Glossettes.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Plug your nose
Look,
and
you know, you cannot take us anywhere. Okay.
So please call in and get those tickets so that we don't go and make fools of ourselves. But speaking of making fools of ourselves, I guess we better get back to the music before we dig this grave any further.
All right.
The last set we just heard from Begonia, our favorite, with It's Too Quiet.
I like that one. That was good.
I don't think that song was too quiet. I think it was great.
It was great. Chill. Perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had We Are Not Gonna Make It by the President of the United States of America. We also had If I, and then before that, we had, what is it, an instrumental by Jerry Reed with The Claw. And then we opened it up with The Muffs and Really, Really Happy.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be here.
Me too.
We're going to keep things going. Like I said, we're on Queens University campus. So here's a band called the Uni Boys with their track
Downtown.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And you are listening to
CFRC 101.9.
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a homely social worker, bowling shirt marked Hank. and dropping the fake black diction. He said, since you inquired, let me take stock of what we roots rock weirdos desire. Fishnets for every woman, lipstick as red as flame. For every man, a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back. Fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack. Three cards in every pop song, four white guys in each band. A ruthless media empire to saturate this land. And with their old country comrades and our brothers in neon swing, we'll reclaim music from the kids for our thoughts and crack a can. Rock weirdos, Christ, they're everywhere. A little dark promise in their hearts and dark pomade in their hair. Rock weirdos, out of their homes they come, dressed up like it's 1951.
I prefer your earlier work.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Just just a little prince in the morning.
Just a little bit.
It's not too shabby.
Yeah, a little glitter for your day.
Yeah, you know, it's a good way to start your fine Wednesday morning. Thanks for coming along to CFRC 101.9.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to start your day.
It is. We are the best way.
You're darn tootin' right, Simone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And that was Prince with I Would Die For You.
Yes.
Off the classic album
Purple Rain.
Yeah, right yeah. on. You're dressed very purpley today.
I am.
Glasses, nails.
Yeah, you noticed, Jeff.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm learning. I'm becoming a well-rounded adult.
You are, I think.
You're 2 years into this, Simone. You've rubbed off on me.
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah. Before Prince, we had Robbie Fulks with Roots Rock Weirdos. Love that one. We had Bo Diddley with Mona before them, and we opened her up with Uni Boys and Downtown. Lots going on downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a ticket giveaway to talk about.
Big ticket giveaway.
Yeah, there's a comedy show at the Grand Theater tomorrow night. It's called Fat Joke, and it stars comedian extraordinaire Cheyenne Rouleau. We got a pair of tickets to give away, so if you want those,
give us a call at 613-533-CFRC or 613-533-2372.
Yeah, it's simple. We don't need, no trivia, no hoops to jump through.
Yeah, you don't have to answer any skill testing questions.
No.
Nothing, no math at all.
Give us your email, and we'll give you those tickets.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
They'll be all yours.
It's like, it's November, things are getting crispier. Let's say it's like date night is coming up.
Ooh.
And you're hard up for things to do. You want something a little more original than just going out for Wild Wings or whatever.
Right, at Wingstop?
Yeah. You're better than that. Go to the Grand Theater. And you don't have to tell your date that you won the tickets.
Right, you just got them.
Yeah, or you could because you'd be like, oh, I listen to CFRC. I'm very cultured.
Yes.
See, we're helping you guys.
We are helping.
We're doing our best. but normally this time of morning, we like to talk about food because our tumblies are a rumbly. And it's a breakfast hour, and we want to talk about our sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm! Got the coffee flowing in me right now.
I think you're fully coffee-fied.
I love it. I love Wednesdays because I get to go into Old Farm before the show and see what's going on with the baker team.
Yes, and you brought me something delicious today.
What did I bring you? I've already forgotten.
Okay, I've already forgotten, dude, but an apple cinnamon muffin?
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So good.
Delicious.
It's the first time I've had it. I've had this one from Old Farm,
and it's
by far my favorite so far.
It's delicious, and it was still warm when you got it.
Still warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So good.
Get to Old Farm and get some delicious breakfast.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah,
then,
for sure.
And then off air, we were also just talking about how we are on Queen's University campus. We are joined in studio by Clark. How you doing, Clark?
Hey, Clark.
Very good.
Excellent. You're a student, right?
I'm a student. Yeah.
What year are you in?
Fourth year.
Commerce.
Ooh.
Okay, commerce too. So tough stuff. Yeah. So we were saying before you got here that like the party weekends are in the rearview mirror. You know, Halloween weekend's over. We've done it. It's full on work mode now. We've got like a straight shot to the holidays. So like you hungry students that don't have time to cook. You're coming to Old Farm fast and furious. You guys are cleaning us out of all of our frozen entrees. It's been fantastic. So if you want to get down to Old Farm and get yourself beef and ale pot pies.
Ooh.
Very like hearty stuff for the winter. Shepherd's pies are flying out of there.
Yeah.
I did a shepherd's pie the other day where I just popped it in the oven 350 for an hour. You know, mm-hmm. I watched half of a zombie movie. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the zombie movie, I was eating shepherd's pie. It's fantastic. I was watching your favorite, Simone, Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So you want to get down to Old Farm and just see what's going on.
Do you guys still have any more turkey dinners left?
We do, as a matter of fact, yeah. Ah. We made a bumper crop of turkey dinners, so there's a whack of those left.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you just want a thing of stuffing, we got a thing of stuffing that's frozen.
Do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes that's all you need.
All you need.
Yeah.
Put a little, like, cranberry sauce on it, I guess.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. Some fancy catsup, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But there's some good stuff happening at Old Farm.
And your meat pies, too, right?
The meat pies are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of this world.
Okay.
I'm living off of those.
And, of course, your pizzas are good every day.
Pizzas are fantastic. They did a poutine pizza recently, which is awesome. We haven't done that in a while. The Philly cheesesteak pizza is popular. We did a Hawaiian yesterday, and it flew out of the shop. Like, it was gone in no time.
Yeah.
I think what's going on is the daylight savings has happened. The weather is starting to turn, and so comfort food is front and center. So pizza's big, soup is big, desserts are big. They got those lemon meringue tarts that are about the size of a softball. They're delicious. Mm, fantastic.
That sounds so good.
Yesterday, while I was working, one of them accidentally
fell on the ground or something.
Exactly. So I had to take it home, you know, save the customers from themselves.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's just delicious stuff, and you're going to want to get down there. And,
okay.
Yeah. What are your favorite, like, comfort foods?
My favorite comfort foods?
Yeah, like bacon.
I do. Oh, yeah. You know how much I love bacon. Yeah. And, like, stir fries. I absolutely love bacon stir fries. I like mashed potato.
Okay. Nice.
And I like French fries from Five Guys.
Five Guys is good.
Five Guys French fries.
Okay,
it has to be that.
It's got to be put, like, you're into the starches.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a recipe.
A poutine, of course.
Oh, yeah. You have to try the Old Farm poutine pizza. But I'll tell you a recipe.
You guys do poutine pizza?
Yeah, it's like thin sliced potato under the cheese and then like green onion, smoked ham, little cubes of that. Sometimes mushroom, and it's just, and cheese curd.
Really?
And it's delicious. It's very hearty.
I had no idea.
It's probably the biggest pizza slice that they make.
Ooh.
So keep your fingers full. It's a different pizza every day, but the poutine has come back.
Poutine pizza.
That's real good. Ooh. It's real good.
Ooh, that's serious.
But my recipe that I cooked up the other day, that's my perfect winter comfort food that I got from Old Farm, I call it Red Spuds. We got time. I'm going to talk about Red Spuds.
Red Spuds, okay. All
Red
right,
Spuds is something
right.
we came up with in college out of laziness. Basically, you cube up your potatoes.
Yeah.
Then you boil them until they're, you know, done. And then what you do is you throw the potato cubes into a frying pan, right, like you would do for home fries. But you also add in seeded sausage bacon. Smoked bacon is delicious. You open the pack and it just smells smoky and amazing.
Yeah.
So you chunk up the sausage. You get you chunk up your bacon. And you chunk up your sausage that you get from Hanover View Farms in Peterborough. That's an Old Farm fine foods there.
Yes, yes.
You cook that all up together. Yep. Then you have your jalapeno peppers that you throw in. You get that from Salt of the Earth Farm out in Lyndhurst. Then you get your cheese from Mapledale. You throw in as much cheddar cheese as you can.
Yeah.
And you stir that all up and you just drown it in Old Farm fine hot sauce. And you're laughing.
Interesting.
And then you put a little sweet chili on there as well because it'll caramelize. You throw it all in the frying pan.
Yeah.
And you let it all caramelize and the cheese melt. It's basically like a grand slam from Denny's, but way better.
Ah.
And I've been living off that for weeks.
Really?
Maybe not weeks, maybe days. But it's
maybe days?
Yeah, you make a massive batch and you just keep it in the fridge.
Nice.
And it's all from Old Farm. You can make it all, you know, yourself.
I like that.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it
sounds
really
good,
actually.
Stick to your ribs goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on the paunch. And melted cheese on everything's going to help. Because as you know, it's sweater season. And so sweaters amplify the paunch. And I find it makes me look 10 years older, which is good because then I can, like, walk all over people.
Okay. All right, you got a plan there.
Yeah, so get down to Old Farm and get yourself chubbed up. Then the authority comes.
Chubbed up.
I love it so much. Everything's delicious over there, so you're going to want to check it out. And thinking ahead to the holidays, too. Just think ahead. You know, we got the holidays on the horizon.
It's a good time to just, be thinking about that and, like, you know, help yourself. You don't have to kill yourself to do the whole meal.
Right?
Yourself.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to. Why?
Let Old Farm try it out.
Yeah, let Old Farm supplement your efforts.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Your culinary efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
It's about 10 to 9. We're going to play a couple tracks, and then after 9, we're going to talk about some events that are going on in and around K-Town. See what's going on. Speaking of events, don't forget, there's that show at the Grand Theater tomorrow. Fat Joke, if you want free tickets, give us a call. 533-CFRC.
Yeah, that's right. 613-533-2372.
Yeah. So we're going to keep things moving and a-grooving. This is from last week's SNL episode. I missed this song because I was watching the World Series, but was it the World Series? I was watching something. Anyways, this is Brandi Carlile with Church and State right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandi Carlile.
Empire was fading. mentioned or prohibited free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state. No, they're not gonna live forever, but tomorrow will never say that he and the baby have gone forever. Never say, never say, never say. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. Imagine if we
to intermission.
Cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
So what's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play With Records.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things.